Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal, but it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Jaren Birmahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to the audio portion of our show. Just go to the Sharks app and click on the audio tab. Well, I also have our accomplice here in crime, and that's Zubair Zeevanzee. Hi, Zubair.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy to be here.
Hey, you know, so after the last game, I know you and I enjoyed that Gray McGate deal, yeah. But a lot of the fans were saying, well, what was so exciting about a loss? Well, if you're a fan and you just are worried about win and loss, I agree. It's hard to lose. You know, winning is a lot more fun than losing. But nonetheless, you got to recognize where the Sharks are. They're in the bottom of the league. We should expect to win maybe one out of four, maybe one out of three games. So there's going to be a lot of losses. So you got to get comfortable with that. Now, the things to watch is what are we doing for the future? What are we, how are we building the team? What are the improvements that we're seeing happening in the team as compared to just the last year? And those, there's a lots of them. And the last game, a lot of important things to talk about. We'll start from the back. First of all, what do you thought of Yarrow's performance in the last matchup against the Preds?
You know, I think this was Yarrow's first sort of not elite game, or, you know, he looked a little off. And I think my theory would be there's a little bit of a lingering sickness still there because he did not look like himself. He was almost pushing too hard across the crease, overcompensating maybe, and his timing seemed a little off.
So we had a chance to talk to Yarrow during the morning skate, and we also talked to Coach about it as well, what he thought about his performance. Obviously, for the first three goals in the first period, you can hardly blame him. I mean, you saw those passes. Well, you know, once you get a pass like that with a one-timer shot, it's going to be hard to save. But the two goals in the second period, one was the wraparound attempt by Forsberg, and the second one was the power play goal by Stamkos, where he kind of lost the side of the puck and it trickled through his leg. So those were kind of tough things for Yarrow. Why don't we cut to Yarrow and let him explain that?
Pretty good emotions. Like, sure, like for both goalies, this was a tough, like a tough night.
Yeah.
You know, when you, yeah, a pretty good game for fans, for like, for everybody, but not for goalies. Not for goalies and not for the goalie coach, for, right, for both sides. Yeah.
Obviously, you had a pretty solid game. You made some huge saves, kept the Sharks in till the end. But on those couple of goals in the second period, the one that was a wraparound by Forsberg, I think, what do you think happened on that? For a second, I thought maybe your skate was tied with somebody on the left post, but how do you see that?
Something like that.
Because you
everything right.
And then what about the one, I think you kind of lost the puck in your jersey somewhere and it just trickled through?
Which one?
The second one in the second period by Stamkos. Mm. It was the power play one.
Oh, Marshy saw the shot and like lost. Yeah.
You had it, right?
I had it for, and I lost for like a second.
Yeah.
I doesn't feel it. Doesn't feel it.
Oh, you don't feel it.
It doesn't feel what I lost the puck. Yeah. And that was right behind my skate, like pretty close, couple inches from my skate.
And how do you felt overall? I mean, obviously you're playing against your team and a bunch of the guys you knew, and how did that sort of play into the whole thing?
So weird feeling, you know, like, cause never had that experience before.
Yeah.
This was my first time, but I said, that was pretty much fun, but like not a great result for us. But like, yeah,
the game was
like for goalies, not a good game for goalies. When you have like five at least, it's not good. But like,
so did you
feel pretty much fun? Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get a chance to hang out with anyone there?
I mean, like, I took right after the game. I took the day before the game. Yeah, I have like a couple conversation because I have a really good relationship with some guys. Yeah.
Well, next we can move up to Henry Thrun. So he's one of the players that has been consistently getting better. He's been physical. and he's getting just better and better in defense overall. I know in the beginning he was in and out a bit. He was healthy scratch here, there. And once the last game, we had a chance to talk to him, saying, hey, what does that mean? How many chances will he really get to play, being a left-handed shooter, and Shakir also being a left-handed shooter? So one of the things he brought up is that 50% of the games he played in college were actually on the opposite side. So that puts him in a good spot for that kind of opportunity, which I think is going to happen tonight. And the reason that is going to happen is because Ruta is out due to a lower body injury. So because of that, Henry's going to be playing on the right-hand side. And also, he had a great game. He got his first goal. What do you thought about his performance in the last game?
I thought it was fantastic. I mean, like you said, Henry Thrun's been up and down our lineup, and rightfully so. He had some developmental issues that you wanted to see from him, and he's responded well. And even last year, you know, if you remember, we traded Okaduk because apparently there's been issues about how he deals with losses. And I think what you like to see from Henry is that he handles feedback and losing well, and not like accepting losing, but learning from it and continually staying positive, almost like an Eklund does, where they continue to develop as a player in spite of some of the team's efforts. And you love to see that. And to your point, you know, not only does he score his first goal, but I felt like we talked about it during game time. You saw him very physical. You know, after the fight happened and momentum was up, he matched that. And he's starting to play more and find who he is in this league. You know, his size is he's not massive. He's not the best puck mover. So he needs to find a place in this league as a defenseman. And I think he's starting to find that identity. And we saw that the last game for the first time.
And like you said, he's a smart player, takes the feedback well. Well, here's Henry talking about his physicality, net presence, board game, and those breakout passes. So, Henry, congratulations on your first goal there. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was really nice. Obviously, wish it had came in a win. So it was unfortunate, but it was nice to finally put one in the net.
So I know as a defender, you know, goal is not your main focus. We talked about earlier in the season where you were in and out of the lineup a bit. And now from the last time, I mean, you've been fairly a consistent fixture. And how are you feeling about the game?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, a couple things to clean up, but as always, just trying to work on things and get better. So, yeah, had a good stretch there for a while, and recently, you know, I thought it's been fine. Definitely some things I want to improve on, but just trying to get better every day and help the team win some hockey games.
And anything particular you're looking to improve in the coming weeks here?
Just trying to work on some net front stuff in the defensive zone and just some body positioning. You know, in the NHL, it's just a game of inches, and you know, when you think you're covering someone, you're not really. So, just try to improve on some areas around the net, probably.
So with that, we get to the most exciting part of the game. Now the Sharks were down, you know, less than 10 minutes into that first period, Sharks were down 3-0. I mean, most teams at that point would roll over. Yeah. But Sharks had a pretty good comeback from that, and it all started with the fourth line, with Luke Cunning dropping the gloves there. And I have never seen, I've seen a lot of fights in hockey over the last 20 some odd years, but I never seen on a face-off, three consecutive fights, all in 4 seconds apart.
Yeah, absolutely. It was really entertaining to see. And I think what you really like to see is that game could have gone completely differently. You see the momentum, and you hear it all the time. Sports is about momentum shifts. And how the Sharks handled that momentum shift, things were not going for them. They're getting outshot, outscored 3-0. That could have easily been a 7-8-1, 8-0 game. Yeah. But you know what they did? They responded in a way, veteran move by Cunning. And I think from the interview too, I guess Goudreau said, you know, they didn't discuss it. So another veteran steps in after that, and then Delandria as well. Full fourth line brawl. I also have never seen that. Pretty entertaining stuff.
Well, that was very entertaining indeed. Well, here's Luke talking about the fight and sort of what I say, the chemistry of fight, how it brews, how it starts, and what happens after the fights. Because obviously a fight like that, I'm thinking, you know, it'll be pretty hard to play your game after that. But here's Luke talking about all those things. So Luke, you've been sort of providing fire to the Sharks lineup for a few years here, and you've been sort of the leader to ignite that spark when needed. What do you thought about in the last game and how the team responded there?
Yeah, I thought the guys responded well. Get a few goals there, and yeah, just try to change, I guess, the momentum of the game.
You know, how does that happen? So when did you first think, hey, I'm going to go drop the gloves now, something is needed here?
I don't know. I think it all happens kind of quick. Your instincts kind of take over, and just kind of happens. But you're not really trying to think too much about it. Just want to compete and win, and sometimes those things just happen.
And when it happens, like, you know, you're sitting on the bench, you're thinking, okay, I'm going to go drop the gloves or do something here. Do you talk to your line mates there at all and say, hey, this is what's happening?
Yeah, no, we didn't talk at all. Just kind of happened. The three of us just, you know, we're all kind of thinking the same thing, I guess. So, like I said, those things just kind of happen.
So when you do go on the ice and there's a face-off, how do you communicate to the other teammate, hey, are you ready to drop the gloves? Or how does that little communication happen?
I think he just asked him. I said, you know, you want to go here? And it was, he was willing, so that's always nice. And it's just kind of different every time, I guess.
So that exchange happens before the puck drops. He already said, okay, we'll go, right?
Yeah, I think it's always a little different. Every situation's a little different. That one, I guess, just before the face-off happened.
And then when the fight happens, what is sort of the protocol? I know you got to drop the gloves, but you guys usually try to get the helmet off, or what do you do when you first drop it?
I don't really think there's too much thinking. just kind of, like I said, your instincts kind of take over, and, you just... Both competitive guys going at it, just trying to get your team going.
Well, after that fight, I mean, it really fired up the Sharks. They responded well. They came back and tied the game, and that's what makes the game so interesting. Going in the third, it was tied. But I want to talk about in the second period, where I think Ty Dellandrea took a shoulder to the head, and he was on the ice for a while, and he never returned for the remainder of the game. So that leads to some changes tonight. And I think, Zubair, you wanted to say a couple of things about that.
Yeah, it looks like with Dellandrea out, you have a space to fill on that fourth line, and the Sharks have called up from our AHL affiliate team, the Barracuda, Scott Sabourin. And I think that leaves a lot of people wondering, you know, why not Daniel Gushin or Thomas Borlo, who hasn't really gotten a lot of looks because of his injury at the beginning of the season. But, you know, it's a fourth line role. You know, those guys are really suited for a top six role on the team and where there is no opportunity. And the other thing I think to consider is, you know, Sabourin's 32. You don't play in the AHL without wanting to get a look at the show. So it's really cool that the Sharks are giving him an opportunity to show what he can bring. And what he does bring is a lot of physicality. And I think what we saw in the last game as well is that can impact games as well. So I'm looking forward to seeing him play tonight.
Well, that sounds good. As you mentioned, you know, the top two lines, the top six, are pretty solid. You know, I call it the 70s line, which is the second line, 71, 72, 73. And, of course, the Granlund line where Will is playing now. So those two lines are looking good. I think they're going to be pretty stable sort of going forward. With that, let's get to tonight's matchup. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks are taking on the Stanley Cup winner, and that's the Florida Panthers. You may recall the last matchup against the Panthers was in Florida, and that's where it was the second loss for the Sharks, which turned out to a huge slide for the Sharks in the month of December. So tonight the Sharks are looking to do better against them. It is the second and final matchup between these two teams this season. Now, I heard an interesting stat from Dan earlier. He was saying we haven't won against them in the last 11 matchups. So I think last time we won against Predators was in 2017. And yeah, well, my memory does not go back that far. So that tells you how tough this team has been for the Sharks. And they have only gotten better over the years and finally winning the Stanley Cup last year. So with that, that's going to be a tough matchup for the San Jose Sharks tonight. With that, let's get to the lineup. So on the top line for the San Jose Sharks tonight is going to be Mikael Granlund with Fabian Zetterlin and Will Smith. On the second line, William Eklund with Macklin Celebrini and Tyler Toffoli. In the third line tonight is Nikolai Kovalenko, Alexander Wenberg, and Luke Cunning. And on the fourth line is Scott Sabourin with Barclay Goodrow. He gets that center spot today, and Luke moves up on the right wing in the third line with Walker Duehr. In the defense tonight, Jake Waldman with Cody Ceci. They've been pretty regular fixtures on the Sharks defense. Timothy Liljegren and Mario Ferraro, and Mark Edward Vlasic with Henry Thrun. In the net tonight is Alexander Georgiev. So with that, let's go to the first period. Well, great start to the game by the San Jose Sharks. They didn't allow a shot on goal until into the fifth minute. And also on one end, Alexander Wenberg had a great wraparound opportunity, but he just couldn't turn the puck around, and it just went straight across the crease. And seconds later, the play went on the other side. And it was on the tape of Mark Edward Vlasic on the left side. He tried to clear the puck, but he threw it in the middle, which led to a turnover to Nate Schmidt. And he just ripped a slap shot from that mid-high slot that went straight in the Sharks' net and made it 1-0 Panthers.
Bobrovsky got a piece of it. Now back comes Boqvist. He'll send it ahead for Berhenge. Cleared but not out. Schmidt tees it up and scores. Nate Schmidt with a booming slap shot. 1-0 Florida.
Well, just a minute later, Cody Ceci went behind the net on the right side and the puck wrapped around on the tape of Jake Wallman near the right blue line. And Wallman took a hard shot on goal, but Ceci by that time got in front of the net and he deflected it into the net and tied the game at one.
And that's going to turn over to Cody Ceci from the angle through the top of the crease and back up top. Wallman loads up again. They score! Cody Ceci was in the slot. I believe he tips it in. It's 1-1.
And less than a minute later, at 7:22 into that first period, Mario Ferraro took a hard shot from the low sort of mid slot onto the goal. His shot went wide to the right of the goal, but the puck bounced off of the backboard onto the tape of Will Smith in that right circle, and he just snapped a shot from that narrow angle in the net and made it 2-1 Sharks.
Tyler Toffoli, Jake Wallman, who just got the assist on that goal, also had an assist on Toffoli's goal in South Florida. Sharks on the attack again. Mario Ferraro, he's Smith, he scores! Two quick goals for the Sharks. They're up 2-1.
And past the 14-minute mark in the first period, there was some commotion in front of the net. Georgie made the initial save, but he lost the side of the puck, and puck was by his pads. And there were a few guys whacking at it. Eventually, Sam Bennett sort of shoved it in the net and tied the game at 2.
A whole lot in the way of major changes for Florida after winning the Cup. Although there were some, they lost some players. They just couldn't afford to re-sign. Of course, everybody wants a raise when you win. Here's a backhand chance for Bennett. And Georgiev's down. They find the loose one and score. It's poked in by Greer. We're tied at 2.
Well, with less than 3 minutes left into that first period, Aaron Ekblad got the puck near the right blue line and he took a hard slap shot through some screen in front of Georgiev and the puck ended up in the Sharks' net on the short side and made it 3-2 Panthers. That's how the first period ended and Panthers also outshot the Sharks 14-10. Well, just over 3 minutes into that second period, Cody Ceci wound up for a slap shot in the offensive zone near that right blue line, but he fanned on the puck, which allowed Nosek to make this breakaway pass to AJ Greer, and he skated straight down the slot and deked around Georgiev into the net and made it 4-2 Panthers.
Pellegrini again, and he tosses a backhand feed for Sabourin coming on a line change. Kept alive by Ceci, but he boots his shot. Here's Greer on a break, and he scores. 5-hole through the wickets on Georgiev. They took Greer's goal away from the first period, but he has one here, and it's 4-2.
Just a couple of minutes later, while the Panthers were on a power play, Barkov made a pass from the left board to Tkachuk right in front of the net, and Tkachuk just deflected it to the short side and made it 5-2 Panthers.
Now Barkov, he goes up top over the glove of Askarov. Berhenge to Reinhart. It's a star-studded first unit, that's for sure, for Florida. To the goal mouth, they score. Matthew Tkachuk deflecting in the Barkov pass, 5-2.
Well, after that first goal in the second period by the Panthers, I forgot to mention that the coach made a goalie change. So Georgiev was out of the net for that last goal and he was replaced by Yaroslav Askarov. Now, just past the 13-minute mark into that second period, a tic-tac-toe play that started with Varangue on top of that right circle, it ended up with Berkowitz tapping it in on the left side of the net and making it 6-2 Panthers. And this was a really tough period for the San Jose Sharks. But before the period was over, another goal came from the Panthers. Well, that's when Sam Reinhart tapped home a rebound. It was an unassisted goal by him and made it 7-2 Panthers. Now the Sharks were outshot 24-19 by the end of the second period. And now the hill is really steep for the Sharks. So it's not looking too good going into the third.
It's a 6-2 Florida Panther lead as the defending Stanley Cup champions are flexing their championship pedigree for sure. There's a save by Askarov, but the rebound goes in. Sam Reinhart, that's his 29th of the year.
Well, the Sharks started the third period down 7-2. The game was all but over. In the third period, San Jose only had 4 shots on goal. Nonetheless, the third period ended with neither team scoring. So final score tonight is 7-2 Panthers. Now, Jake Walman was -1 tonight. He had an overall pretty good game. He was very visible. He had over 22 minutes and 12 seconds of ice time. But he was, of course, disappointed at the outcome tonight.
You guys had a pretty good first period. Everything looked really competitive. Then what went wrong in the second?
More of the same that's been going on. Just losing steam, losing the right way to play. That's it.
How much, you know, do you guys feel like, I don't know if lost control is the right word, but how much did they influence, like, kind of direct the play rather than what you guys wanted to do?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they felt our push in the first, and I mean, we immediately found out what a cup contending team looks like. That's what it was. Their pushback was much better than ours.
Do you guys feel like you almost were shell shocked at that type of pushback? Like, what can you learn from that because of that pushback?
Yeah, I think we gave up too easy. That's it. We just kind of folded, to be honest. I don't really have an answer. I'm just that Florida team looks like. That's what it looks like when you're running, you know.
How fragile is this group right now? Just it seems like when things goes wrong, it kind of snowballs for you.
I mean, we're human, you know. Like, it's you lose a game, you're not happy, and you're on a losing streak like we are kind of now. You're really not happy. It's like everybody's human. We want to just be competitive. That's what we're asking, and I don't think that's coming often enough right now. And we have it for a lot of the game, and then we kind of, it looks like we roll over a little bit. So got to find it within us. Nobody's coming in here to help us, that's for sure. It's got to be found here, and starts with everybody. Everybody's got to find that little bit in them.
Tyler Toffoli's plus and minus rating was 0 today. So on a night like that, 0 is a pretty positive rating. He had 14 minutes and 29 seconds time on ice.
What can I describe? That's the second period there.
Obviously not very good. Gave up way too many chances, even when they weren't scoring. Gave up way too much and left our goalies up dry for sure.
Guys, just stop skating or competing, or is it? How did you kind of describe what happened?
Yeah, I mean, obviously when you give up that many goals, there's a lot of different reasons, and I feel like the majority of those reasons were the reason why we lost tonight.
Are you concerned, or, you know, how this losing affects the younger players like Macklin, like Will? Are you concerned about that? Do you talk to them about this at all?
Concerned in what way?
They shouldn't be happy losing, so,
I mean, they're emotional guys, and we have a lot of emotional guys in here, so I would hope that they feel the same way that I feel, and it's a shitty feeling, and got to try and do something about it.
Well, over the last seven games, Will Smith has 6 points. He's doing a lot better. In the last game, he was +3. And even tonight, he was +1. The top line for the San Jose Sharks done really well. When you lose 7-2 and for a line to be +1 all around, that's pretty positive. But nonetheless, it's kind of hard to take any positive from a game like tonight. Here's Will Smith.
What would you describe that just happened in the second period there? It looked like you guys had the first close, but what went wrong in the second?
Just not competing enough, I think. Leaving our goalies out to dry, so we got to be better for them.
What areas do you guys need to focus on in order to stay in the game? Like, where do you guys feel like you lost that compete?
I think defending, to be honest. Just one of our things we want to take pride in the D zone, and we just got to be better at it.
Does it feel like guys are pressing a bit right now to, you know, when things are kind of going off the rails?
We all got to be better, to be honest. You know, we have a tight group in here, and we don't take this lightly.
Is it a little bit shocking, though, at this point in the season to have this performance like you did tonight?
Yeah, we don't expect this ever, and like I said, we got to be better.
You know, tough, too, especially at home in front of a big crowd. I mean, I'm sure you guys want to play well in front of your home fans here. Just tough, too, from that aspect, I guess.
Yeah, it's embarrassing for us to, you know, do this in front of our home crowd, and like I said, we have a tight group here, and we obviously want to be better for the fans and just us in general. Just in this room, we want to be better for each another.
Well, the first period was fairly competitive for both teams, and at the end of that third period, Will Smith had a great chance, but nonetheless, the goalie came up strong on that one, which kept Panthers in a one-goal lead by the end of the first period. But in the second period, as soon as they scored that first goal and made it 4-2 Panthers, coach recognized the trend changing, and he tried to change something to offset that. And one of that change was basically replacing the Sharks goalie, Gorgiev, with Yarrow. But that didn't at the end amount to all that much, since they scored 3 more goals after that change. So here's coach talking about tonight.
Ryan, where did this game kind of go off the rails?
Probably the second period.
What happened there? What you guys have to do better there too?
Yeah, we just stopped getting into people, stopped skating in some areas without the puck, and then they end up in the back of our net.
This team kind of got a little shell-shocked. I mean, Jake Woolman talked about their pushback. Do you feel like it kind of was just, I don't know if you want to say you guys are expecting less of a pushback, but just what happened with that pushback and the reaction from the team?
I mean, they're one of the best teams in the league. If not the best team, they won a Stanley Cup. They're probably going to be right there again. They just come at you, and they come at you. It doesn't matter the score. That's how they play. They have a great identity to their team. They're big. They're fast. They get on you. We knew it was going to be needed a 60-minute effort, and we gave about 20-minute effort.
You guys were very physical and seemed on top of them. It was pretty back and forth in the first period. Is that the style you want to see over a consistent 60 minutes there?
Yes.
What happened? Like, it seemed like you guys kind of gave in there in the second period. So just kind of what happened there between the first and the second?
Yeah, I think we fan on a puck at the blue line. They go on a breakaway, and that goal really took the wind out of our sails. It deflated us a little bit, or a lot, really. And then we just couldn't recover from there. You know, had a couple looks, but again, we just give up lines too easily. We don't play through people. We don't track hard enough in certain areas. Against that type of team, they are going to make you pay, and they did that tonight.
Ryan, how much of a concern is 13 goals in the last two games?
A major concern.
Ryan, is this team still learning how hard it is? You mentioned the Panthers. How hard it is to keep up with that team? A team like that for 60 minutes.
For sure. That's the top of the top right there. And, you know, I think we are working hard, but we don't even have a clue how hard you have to work to win in this league consistently.
Well, I know it's a very tough loss for the San Jose Sharks and very disappointing game for the fans. But on the other hand, like I said, I mean, this team is a Stanley Cup winner last year. It's a very, very good team, very consistent team. So I'm not sure if you could expect much different. But it's unfortunate that San Jose Sharks allowed 6 unanswered goals. That has now happened in 2 consecutive games. And in the last 3 games, Sharks have allowed 19 goals. So something got to get better, especially on the defensive side. Sharks don't seem to have much trouble scoring goals. They have been scoring. Last 2 games, they scored 5 goals in each one of those. And even tonight, they scored 2, almost 3. But I guess almost doesn't count in hockey. But tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in hits 22-19, block shots 20-9, and takeaways 3-2, while the Panthers led in shots 32-23, faceoffs 53% to 47%, and giveaways 11-10. And now for the three stars of the game. The all three stars tonight are from the Panthers. The number one star tonight is Matthew Tkachuk, who had one goal and two assists. And number two star is Alexander Barkov, who had two assists, and he had 15 minutes and 7 seconds time on ice. And number three star tonight is Aaron Ekblad. He just returned after missing 7 games, and he had one goal and one assist. Well, we will see you again on Monday when the San Jose Sharks take on the Pittsburgh Penguins right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching, and for those of you listening to us on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.